The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. What Packers training camp competition are you most interested in? Cornerback, wide receiver, left tackle, linebacker. Wide receiver is an interesting one to have on the list. In so much as the Packers have so many wide receivers, and Chewy makes a good point, not everybody is going to get a roster spot. Not everybody is going to get playing time. Not everybody is going to get, everything that they want because of how deep the Packers are at that position, Gabe.
But it's also it's honestly kind of a start of a 2-year process for them. This training camp is the start for the wide receivers of who's going to be sticking around and who's not. Who's a part of the long-term plan and who's only in the short-term plan? Because with Watson and Dobbs, they don't have fifth-year options. They weren't first-round picks. And typically, as we're seeing playing out in San Francisco, when you get to that going into your final year of the contract, like these guys are going to be next year, you decide who you want to pay. So the competition for that isn't just through training camp, it's going to be through the rest of the regular season as well. And that's what's fascinating to me, is trying to figure out who's going to be sticking around long term.
I'm very interested in Bo Melton and what he does. How far, if he can move up or not. Because he came on late in the year. It's going to be very interesting to see who separates themselves.
They've got basically five guys in three spots because they're always going to want a tight end on the field of some sort.
Yes.
And then they're going to have three guys who are going to lead with the most amount of snaps. Who those three are, we don't know. We can take guesses at, but that's what's going to matter, is how they figure out their snap counts.
So Jordan Love was on an Ask Me Anything for Bleacher Report recently and was asked who would have a breakout season for the Green Bay Packers. Take a listen to what
the quarterback... Who is someone that is going to have a breakout season this year? I think there's a lot of guys on our team that, kind of came onto the scene last year that, might have surprised some people, which didn't surprise the guys that are out there working with us every day and seeing the work they put in every day. But, I think Dontavian Wicks is going to have a monster year this year. I think he was able to do a lot of phenomenal things last year. And, I think the sky's the limit for him. His confidence keeps getting more and more and raising up. And he's obviously, the more reps he gets, he's getting a lot more comfortable out there with the system and just, playing fast. So I think him and also Jaden Reed, both those guys, rookies last year, did some awesome things. I think those are going to be two guys that are going to ball out this year and, take the league by storm.
How nice of him to throw Jaden Reed in there at the end, just throw him a little bone as he led the team last year, obviously. Chewy, so does Jordan Love picking Wicks mean we should be expecting him to be the Packers wide receiver one? This is the quarterback calling him out, saying he's going to have a breakout year. Is that enough for you to crown him wide receiver one?
No, I don't like the answer either.
What did you like about it?
I don't think you do that. You don't do that. Because then Watson and Dobbs and Melton and Heath are going to be like, what the crap? You don't do that. You don't. Because if I'm the starting tight end, and Brett goes, oh, Keith, I think, is going to be the man this year and stuff, be like, what the hell? These are things that happen in a locker room. There's some questions you don't answer or you just give a very vanilla answer because that affects players. I'm telling you.
All right,
guys,
fine.
Get bent. Guys get hurt.
Then Dontavian can go off. Jen, while
what if on game day, Herb Street says, you know what, whoever is in your space mentions them and doesn't mention you. You're a little bent. Right?
Yeah, well, there's been a bit of cannibalizing in my space, so it's just me now.
But
so
you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Yes,
I just don't think you answer it like that.
And how should he have answered it?
I love our receiver group. I don't care who you plug in there. I think they're all going to have great years. It's not the answer people want to hear, but...
But you're saying it protects the integrity.
It protects everyone.
The dynamic of the locker room.
I just don't think you do it.
Gabe, is there more to this than that? I mean, they've worked out together, right? There's a relationship there.
Absolutely. And same thing with Wicks, and he's worked out with Dobbs. And I mean, I don't know if they've really worked out with Watson because, again, he was off in Madison figuring out his hamstring issues during this offseason. But I don't know, man. Like, I understand where you're coming from, Chew, but also at some point, don't they just have to put their big boy pants on and just go out and deal with it?
They do, but we're all babies. I'm telling you.
All right, I got we're no comeback.
All babies, and we're all sensitive.
Well, that one, yes, but also
Chewy
play the
was
there.
Right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
I got no comeback for that. I can't debate that.
I'm just saying it's real. It's just you get pouty and you'd be like, what the hell? You know, you like him more than me. I'm serious. This is what goes on in the locker room.
You would have to just argue that he shouldn't have done the interview at all because it wasn't ask me anything. It's kind of the whole process here. So him answering the question was why he was there.
Or you go defensively to keep yourself safe. You know,
I think Lucas Van Ness is going to have a big year.
And Gary are going to be monsters, you know. Now, I'm not in meetings, and I don't know, but I see them in practice, and they're flying around. I think, you guys didn't know we were babies?
Well,
sensitive?
We did. No, we did. We know.
Mean?
Yep, we know.
We deal with it 5 days a week.
Well, that's true.
I was kind of hoping it was just a you exclusive thing.
I was trying to hide it.
You were doing so well, too.
No. Oh, that's you just buttering about this. Yeah. You don't hide it at all. You don't hide it at all well. Okay, so let's get back to the him saying. Aside from him saying it, though, do you think this is an indication that he will be the number one, Gabe? Do you think this is an indication that Jordan Love has seen something from Dontavian Wicks where he's saying, don't sleep on this guy. He's going to be a difference maker for our offense this year.
When Jason Strofe and I did State of the Packers at Summerfest a few weeks ago, if you want to listen to the whole 3-hour podcast, download it, Wisconsin On Demand. Both Jason and I also said Wicks. And it's because, not just because, and this was obviously before this, somebody like Jordan Love said it, but based on his head coach saying what he has said about him in the past, I don't hear Matt LaFleur talking about Reed, even though he says good things about Reed or Dobbs or Watson, the way he talks about Dontavian Wicks, it seems like there is a palpable excitement inside that building that they have this belief in him, and that's what makes me excited for Dontavian Wicks.
The only guy I think I know who he is Dobbs. That's I think I know what he is. Do you know what he is?
Yeah, he's a three.
I think he's a three. I don't think he's fast. I think he's a guy that's great at finding holes.
Yeah.
Great at finding holes. He is the security blanket. He's almost like a tight end, you know?
A little bit.
I don't ever see him being a number one, and he could maybe be a number two on a bad team. On a good team, I think he's a three.
And I think
on this team, he's a three, and that's how they look at him. The other ones, I have no idea. Someone has to emerge.
What it seems like to me is Dontavian Wicks is going to be given every opportunity to fail.
Yes.
Basically, he's going to be the guy. I mean, they're comparing him to Davante Adams. Obviously, Jordan Love has gotten a similar message. Him and Matt LaFleur are talking about it. It seems like, I think we know what Jaden Reed is. We just don't know how good of that level of Jaden Reed
is. But the first thing that went to my mind, those are his guys. That's who he hangs out with. That's who he spends time with when away from the stadium. Those are his guys. But we all know Christian Watts is insensitive. We know his dad is sensitive. How do you think he read into this?
Okay, so hold on a minute. I want to pause for a second there. Because I understand your perspective. I understand your experience. I understand this idea of you don't isolate or single out a receiver or a player in any position group for how it might affect the other ones. What if Jordan Love is playing chess, not checkers here? What if Jordan Love knows that he, Dontavian Wicks, needs a little more of that singling out, needs a little more of that, we expect big things from you. We think you can do it, right? And the reason I think about this, guys, is I think about my kids, right? They all need to be parented differently. If I tried to use the mechanisms that work for my son on my oldest daughter, catastrophic results. If I tried to use the same mechanisms on my youngest daughter and my middle daughter, awful, right? They're just not the same people. Is it possible, Gabe, that Jordan Love is recognizing something in Dontavian Wicks that needs that carrot dangled in front of him, that needs to be called out in the media because he thinks that that will get him to the optimal level?
I think it's possible, but I haven't picked up on that from anybody else, that that's the type of guy Dontavian is. Right? Because I think when you are...
What would that mean? What type of guy he is?
Well, because he's a fifth-round pick. And I think that the way Chewy has talked about when you've been a later pick, the way you have to grind, Like, I don't think in maybe I'm assigning some of your characteristics to Dontavian at this point because you guys were drafted in similar spots. Mm-hmm. The way that you knew you had to work in order to make the team. Like, and you weren't looking for praise from Brett. You know? Yeah. Like, you didn't.
It was way too early.
Yeah. You just, you weren't looking for, no. Oh, I need Brett to tell me. No, you just kind of know, hey, I got to grind to make this team. Look at all these other guys. I got to take care of my thing. Like, Dontavian seems like a guy, to me, that just kind of puts his head down and grinds it out.
If I was a betting man, out of all these receivers we're mentioning, who thinks they're the best and who thinks they're number one? Do you know who I'm going to say?
Watson.
Yeah.
Reed. I think Reed, just my experience with him, the way he carries himself, he comes across to me as somebody who is always going to rise to the top. Cream rises to the top. I get that vibe from him, the way he carries himself, but not in an egotistical way, not in a dismissing the other talent around him way, but in a, I know I'm the best. I'm going to prove that I'm the best. You know what's interesting is if you were drafting your fantasy team, and remember, the Good Karma Brands fantasy draft is coming up at Dave & Buster's on August 1st. We will have more information as the week goes on about how you can get involved in that, loyal listeners. Who would you draft? If you have an opportunity to draft a Packers wide receiver for your fantasy football team, who are you picking? That's a tough thing, right? Because the ball is going to be shared by all of these guys that are out there. There'll even, as we mentioned, be some balls that go towards the tight end at times. Is there a Packers wide receiver that you would put on your team, or is there just too many guys to go around?
I have a lot of experience at this. I've drafted 88 best ball teams on the underdog draft thing. I'm over 100.
Hold up.
Yeah.
How many? Questions.
88.
Yeah.
But can I ask you another question?
We're going to need a beat here.
Can I ask you another question, Joshy?
Yes.
Are you a toad? Is your first pick going to be Luke Musgrave? Because I think Luke Musgrave's the best.
No.
Do you have a toad
in you? I actually avoid Packers a lot. I think this year, because of the value in fantasy drafts, the Packers are actually worth it because a lot of their values are depressed. But I've drafted Dontavian Wicks the most out of every Packers wide receiver, followed by, surprisingly, Christian Watson.
I imagine his ADP is way,
yes, you can, way down you there. Can draft Dontavian Wicks in like the 10th round. Who could be wide receiver one on the team is a guy. I've invested 26%, $123 are into Dontavian Wicks alone. And then Christian Watson is next for me simply because he could score 12 touchdowns and really matter.
Or he could be hurt the whole year.
Correct.
Yeah.
What's AD? The security company? What the hell are you talking
Average
about?
Average draft position.
What?
ADP, four people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What does this say?
You're going out of town. Make sure you say
Average
your ADP.
Draft position. The first one taken off the board in drafts, though, is Jaden Reed.
That makes sense.
Which,
though.
Again, yes, because
he
has the most
had last year.
Definable actual value that he provided. And then in between Christian Watson and Dontavian Wicks is Romeo Doubs. So I've taken Romeo Doubs the third amount of all those guys.
What about Musgrave?
He's my most drafted tight end because he's also like a 12th or 13th round pick.
Didn't he just make that joke? Didn't he make that joke 2 minutes ago about you? And
13th round sounds about right, though. I mean, he's a huge mismatch. If he can just stay on his feet, he'd even be
better as the season went on. Again,
yeah.
The fact that we were going, and he stayed up, ladies and gentlemen. He stayed on his feet. That was a sign of evolution as the season went on. So again, if you're drafting a fantasy player, Gabe, is there one that you're going to pick, or are you going to stay away from Packers players?
And again, I'm not taking anybody in a single-digit round. I think I'm waiting for all those receivers. I think you wait until you get into the 10th, 11th, 12th round, and you're just hunting for value.
Where does Josh Jacobs?
Because you can take flyers.
Where does
there.
Josh Jacobs go?
He's currently around a 4th, 5th round pick.
What number back you think?
I could tell you literally here in a minute.
Saquon.
If you give me some time.
So Saquon, McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, yeah.
Those guys all go well ahead of him. Those are first.
Those are first round picks.
Where did Josh Jacobs go on the ESPN.com list of best receivers this season, Gabe?
7th.
I knew he would know right off the top of his head. I knew he would have it. Do you have all of them, by the way?
For the Packers?
Yeah.
I know the 5 for the Packers, yes.
All right, well, let's do it.
So Jacob 7th, McKinney was 10th, Elton was also 10th, Jair was 7th, and which one am I missing?
Jordan?
Not on the list, honorable mention.
So they had nobody in the tackle. They had
The D lineman, Kenny Clark.
Oh, Kenny Clark was 7th.
Yeah.
Nobody in the top five?
Nobody in the top five at their position.
Is that okay?
It makes me a little nervous about the expectations of this team.
Fair.
It's 100% fair. But yeah. I don't think you can be this Super Bowl contending team unless you have high-level blue-chip talent.
I'm not going to be able to aggregate the lists in the time between now and the next segment we have here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I would bet that having five in the top 10 is pretty good.
But it's not going to be what Kansas City has. It's not going to be what San Francisco has. Doubt it's what, again, you're probably going to fall short of Detroit. Like, so, yeah, is it pretty good? Yeah, this team's pretty good, but it's not upper echelon. It's not on
the problem with last year is your A players didn't play like A players. You had C players play like B players. You didn't have A players play like A players. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but now you have to figure out who those A players are. And that's, I think, part of the growing process that this team has to go through. Like, Jordan's an A player now, has to continue to play an A player.
Kenny Clark's
an A player.
Rashawn Gary.
Is Rashawn Gary an A player, or is he a B player?
He's being paid like an A player.
That's fair.
He's not playing like an A player. Jair, playing seven games, that's not an A player.
Agreed.
So those guys have to play like A. When you pay a guy that much money, you're supposed to be an A player.
Yeah, that's fair. Very fair.
I want to put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Given the depth of the position and how we expect the wide receiver distribution to go, will you be drafting any Packers wide receivers to your personal fantasy team this year? 800-990-3776. Just curious, because again, I also like having Packers players on my fantasy team. But the way that the ball is going to be spread around, specifically a wide receiver, unless you're doing what Joshy's doing, where you're trying to grab a guy and then have value, you know, like the Dontavian Wickses of the world, I'm not sure you're going to get the bang for your buck having any of the Packers wide receivers as your wide receiver one on your fantasy team this year. But I could be wrong. Somebody may have a breakout year. Somebody may go up and over the numbers we expect them to. 800-990-3776. Gabe?
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. And that's where our friends at Mentality come in. They've helped me. I was kind of feeling tired, groggy, just didn't have that same energy. Pep in your step. Didn't feel like myself. Just kind of figured, okay, this is the new normal. Getting older, got to figure it out. It doesn't have to be that way. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what does that mean? That means if your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mentality to get them back where they should be. You go in, you book an appointment. At the end, you get a blood panel done. If your testosterone levels are low, Mentality will come up with a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. This isn't one size fits all. This is customized for you. So find out more. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Where? Sure do.
On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the sportsbook at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. You can get the ultimate experience, dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a first-class bar, a brand new restaurant, a VIP deck, and a video wall over 2,000 square feet. It's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi. Guys, get in on the action. I would not.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey?
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh my god!
Show me chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
Still going back to a little bit of dingers. We're talking dingers today for the top eight list. List eight things you guys guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. Eight players have hit 38 or more home runs in a single season for the Brewers. Mm. Name them.
Brewers home run hitters.
Ever?
38. Prince Fielder.
38. Prince Fielder, number one on the list, hit 50 in 2007, and also in 2009, he hit 46.
Brawny.
Ryan Braun hit 41 in 2012. It's number five.
Okay, this is where things get a little dicey. Didn't we do something with home run hitters and Brewers recently?
We did home run derby participants last week.
I assume that if you're a home run derby participant, you have to have hit a lot of home runs.
Typically, yeah. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. It's not the singles derby.
I don't feel that comfortable with it. This list has got to go back, right? Mm-hmm. How far? Is it the last eight?
No. 38 or more home runs has only been done by eight players.
Perfect.
In Brewers
Gorman
history.
Thomas.
Gorman Thomas appears on the list twice. 45 dingers in 1979. Also hit 39 in the World Series year of 1982.
Hmm. 38. It's a tough list. Let's just go with, I don't know, Yelly?
Christian Yelich at 44. Ooh. Home runs in 2019.
How many
that's
we got?
Number four on the list. You guys have half of the list.
Okay, that
one,
makes
three,
me feel,
four, and five.
That makes me feel pretty good. Would Jenkins have hit 38 in a season? I don't like it when you do the slow blink.
I don't know like if that's a guess.
Blink,
because you do blink. The thing where you like ask a question.
She fishes. She fishes.
Yeah. She, you know, she throws it out there.
Not to be confused with how Chewy fishes, which is throwing the arm over in the middle of the night to see if he catches a bite. Jeff Jenkins.
Is not on the list.
Dang it! All right, Chewy, you gotta hold it up, man. I don't want to go to the callers with four left. That's half. We got to do better than that.
Thames? Did he play enough?
He would have had to have one season.
You know what? What the hell? I'm going Don Money.
What?
Is that a bad guess?
Look at the blink he's giving you now.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. Third baseman? Guess? Slugger?
No.
No? That was a bad guess?
That was a bad guess.
I like Don Money.
Let's see. Let's see what Don Money and the most he ever hits in a Brewers season. Scrolling. I'm gonna have to search his name. It was
Come
bad
on.
Guess. It was a bad
it
guess.
It was.
Yeah.
800-990-3776. I'm a little disappointed in us this morning.
That's not
I don't
bad.
Have
Four?
I don't have very high expectations for us, Chew, but I thought we would get more than half.
Most he ever hit in a season by the Chew
Brewers
was 25.
Home run
that was
hitters,
close.
Not even.
8 or more in a season. 800-990-3776. Let's go out to John in Milwaukee. John, for whatever it's worth, had no confidence in us. He's been on hold since we started the segment. He was like, no chance these jokers are getting this one. John, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Can you reset the list for me, please?
Prince Fielder, Gorman Thomas, Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun have all been guessed correctly.
All right. Robin Yount?
Robin Yount is not on the list.
Oh.
Robin Yount never hits.
All right, can I ask you this question?
Yes.
Was my guess of Don Money better than Robin Yount?
Probably, yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we can look up the most Robin hit. I don't know if Robin ever hit 30 as well.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Mike in New Berlin. Mike in New Berlin, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
How you doing? I think I can get one. Ben Ogilvy?
Ben Ogilvy hit 41 home runs back in 1980. It's number 7.
Got to keep going, Mike. I know you got other guesses in there.
I do. I think Jeremy Burnett's did.
Burnett's hit 38 back in 1998.
Good.
He's
rolling.
Number 8 on the list, so we just need two more. Number 2 and number 6.
800-990-3776. In case Mike cannot finish the list.
Okay, Richie Sexton.
Richie is number two on the list.
Dang it, that's the one we should have known.
Hit 45 twice in 2001 and 2003.
And he only has one more left.
He only has one more left.
What number is it on the list?
Number six. Admittedly, the toughest
one. I don't
think
this is right, but we're going to give it a try anyway. I'm going to try Ted Simmons.
Ted Simmons is not
correct.
That's
a good guess, though.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Dave in Oak Creek. Dave, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
How about Cecil Cooper?
Cecil Cooper is incorrect.
800-990-3776.
Really?
This is a deep cut here.
Dana in Bayview, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Could it be Rob Deere?
It is not Rob Deere.
Good guess, though.
Beanie in Bayview, your neighbor.
Hey, yeah, you don't know him as a brewer, don't even know him as a baseball player, because there's the same name, but it's Chris Carter.
Chris Carter led the National League in home runs in 2016 when he hit 41 for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Never heard of him.
No clue.
Wow. Good job.
He could walk in this room right now and I'd be like,
Chris Carter? Is that what he said?
Chris Carter. Spelled different. He spells his with a C.
All
so
he
it's
does
not
is
like...
score touchdowns. Yeah.
Beanie and Bayview, you're our big winner this morning. 800-990-3776. You don't need to call in anymore. I'm not sure why I just dropped the number. I went into autopilot there. Beanie and Bayview, you're our big winner this morning. That was a good list.
Yeah.
Chris Carter is a little odd, though.
Yeah, that is the only year he played with the Brewers, and he led the National League with 41 dingers back
in 2016. Why didn't he stay with the Brewers? What is that all about?
Well,
is he a free agent?
Yeah, but also, like...
That's all he did was hit home runs?
If he had 100 hits that year, it would be shocking. I mean, he hit 41 home runs, and that was about all he did. He played one more year of baseball after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Out of the league?
Mm-hmm.
122 hits, according to this list I have in front of me. So he had 122 hits that year. 41 of them were home runs. It's pretty good efficiency. I like the efficiency is what I'm telling you.
Led the league with 206 strikeouts.
All right. Go hard or go home.
Good list, Gabe. We appreciate that. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. Would you believe I was talking about Floor Shield again last night at my kids' baseball game? A friend of ours was talking about how they got to redo their garage. They were cleaning out their garage and they were noticing the uneven surfaces of their floor. I was like, I got something for you. It's Floor Shield from Showtime Floors. I had no idea what we were missing, having the new epoxy put down on our floor. You guys can enjoy a 15-year warranty against wear. And just as a little favor to our loyal listeners, if you mention ESPN, they'll give you free crack repair and 10% off the total. This is something that I didn't even know we needed, and I am so thrilled we have it. You can get more information by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com, and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Everything, any barbecue you eat for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky's.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or close to folks you have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No.
Got it! My guy Dino, I saw him this week. He's the best. Gonna do a little work for me. And you know what I say, happy wife, happy life. That usually means my guy Dino and the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when it comes the day for my four boys to take their next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading over to the Jewelry Center for their engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings, plus... You always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center and had a great experience with a Jewelry Center specialist to pick out that perfect ring. Stop into one of their three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington today, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
Jordan Love has reported to 1265 and will be there for the start of training camp. We do not yet know if he will be participating when they start next week because of his contract status. Although I don't want to, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling here. My assumption is that he will, unless proven otherwise. Yesterday, Brian Bulaga joined Wilde and Tausch. And of course, the big topic of conversation was the Jordan Love contract. As we know, after speaking with Adam Schefter yesterday, this could happen. There's a small chance it will happen, according to Adam Schefter. But the presiding thought is that the two sides are not close. Right now, they're not close. And that we are still going to be waiting for the Jordan Love contract stuff to get resolved. Let's take a listen to Brian Bulaga, who doesn't think Love will hold out when it comes to training camp next week.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he really, and it's not that he doesn't have the stones to do it. Like, that's certainly not what I'm saying. I just don't think right now in his career, he's built that way to do that yet. Like, right. Like, I just don't think he's there yet in his,
and
in
the
his career to
know
be able
that.
To, oh yeah. They know that. Like, if this was his third year starting and they were trying to do this, oh boy, ain't showing up for camp. Like, and that's just the way it's going to go. I mean, he's a veteran. He's been playing at a high level, and they're refusing to give him the contract that's in line with quarterbacks getting the contracts in today's league. Yeah, I'd be upset about that too, because that's telling me that my team, even say he's putting up these same numbers, doesn't believe that this is real. Like, they're not trusting in it. And I don't think Green Bay doesn't trust in him. I think they do. I think they love the guy. I think they believe in him. Clearly they do. But I just think that there's a gap that in valuation that they see that he sees. But I still see him showing up to camp and participating. Will he may not participate in preseason games like that he did last year and that LaFleur may want him to do? Potentially. That may potentially be a thing that if a deal's not done, that he says, hey, I'll do practices, but if you want the ones to roll out there during preseason games, I am not doing that. There right. is no way. And
should he hold out?
No, I think him being at camp is the right thing to do, but I wouldn't be shocked. Would you, if you were in his shoes, Chu, would you step on the field? Would you take the risk? Because you can mitigate the risk, especially for quarterbacks in camp, in a controlled environment. But that there's risk of stepping out onto the field for a preseason game. He's not wearing the red jersey anymore. And anything can happen in that preseason game where he gets an ankle rolled up or whatever.
Not only that, I mean, look at Bulaga. Non-contact, ACL, pretty much career done. I don't think I would. And we talked about it yesterday, the ways that he wouldn't get the 55. He has an injury where he's out for the whole season. I can tell you this, he ain't getting $55 million. I don't even know if he signs.
So that's how you would justify it? You would say, it's not worth it for me to get out there on the field with $11 million on the line when I'm trying to make, you know, between $55 and $60 million. And you guys didn't want to commit to me, so, ooh, my arm, it's broken.
I think if he is not signed for the first day of camp, it's time to start having really, really hard discussions with them. Hard discussions. I'm just saying, you have to protect your investment.
Like what? What would the discussion be?
I'm not playing. I mean, I know it's what fans don't want to hear, but like I said, look at Bulaga. Now, fortunately, could you imagine if this had, because Bulaga signed like days or weeks before he blows out his eight, and he was never the same player, right? Never. So you have to guard against that. I know it's what fans don't want to hear, but the game is different today. There's so much money involved.
So you're okay. You're Mr. Team Guy. You're Mr. Don't look at me. I'm not special. I'm a part of the machine. You'd be okay with the quarterback of the Packers saying, I'm going to sit out or hold in, right, is the whole thing. Yeah. You're there, you're attending, but you're not practicing.
If I was advising Jordan Love, I would sit him down and say, it's time to start having hardcore discussions with the team. Hardcore. What are we doing? Where are we going?
because what's on the line, we keep talking about $55, $60 million per year, but it's really $150 to $200 million guaranteed that you would be risking by stepping on the field.
Sure.
That's the type of money that we're talking about. $150 to $200 million, that somewhere in that range is where the guaranteed money for Jordan Love is going to be.
And the chance, obviously the chance is small, but it happens and it can happen. You know, if I was advising him, and I obviously don't want him to miss a day of training camp, but I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? This is what the market is. I'm sorry. The market is this.
Gabe, now, on do you the feel flip the same side, way?
On the flip side, I'm like, Jordan, if they're offering you Trevor Lawrence money, just take the damn thing. Like I said, we'll make it up on the second one.
There's no making it up on the second one. That's the biggest lie you can tell someone. You can't make the money up that you don't get, because you're going to get, it's not like you're going to pay over market the second time because they paid under market the first time. They're going to pay market every time.
Well, then I would say this, and I did it when I played, when I was negotiating in season, I took out an insurance policy on myself. I would say, if you want me to play this season without a contract, you're paying the premium for a $100 million insurance policy. Is that fair? Do you think that's fair?
I think that's fair. I don't know how that works in terms of the salary cap.
Is that legal?
What is the premium?
I mean, I can tell you mine. I think mine was a $5 million policy, and the premium was like $32,000 for 3 months, maybe? Might have been higher than that.
Whew.
But is that fair?
Yeah, again, I don't know if that's legal, but yes, I would say, hey, okay, but I don't even know what that premium is. Is that... Josh, is there any way you even look that up?
No, I tried to. Those numbers aren't readily available because I don't think they're handing out many of those.
I mean, it's very few companies do it. I did mine through Lloyd's of London, which does that kind of thing. Yeah. But, I mean, and I am. I have been. I did a pivot ever since I played to where, like, these guys got to protect themselves.
Okay,
the Packers are protecting themselves in case he is not great.
I agree.
I would not play in a preseason game. I think I'm participating in practices because, again, it's a controlled environment, right? I can still get the work in with my teammates, and okay, I'm not playing a quarter or a half, whatever, in the preseason. But I'm not stepping on the field unless I'm getting my money.
I'll give you an example.
Because that's where the risk really takes it, goes up a notch.
So does that mean the Packers will have to be holding on to Pratt and Clifford on the roster for preseason, assuming
I mean, those guys will be on the roster,
but who,
all
so,
the way through.
So one of them starts and the other backs them up, and then the end?
I'll give you an example. Aaron Taylor, drafted in the first round in probably 94, 95.
Aaron Taylor, Hall of Famer?
No, Aaron Taylor, offensive lineman, Notre Dame.
Who am I thinking of?
Jim Taylor.
No.
Jason Taylor?
Jason Taylor.
Jason Taylor. Aaron, and this was obviously, we weren't as protected as they are today when it comes to the union. And even though we were in helmets and jerseys, it was a little too rough. Blows out his ACL, got screwed on his contract, lost money for being the nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
So
I might not even compete in the joint practice.
Yeah, because you can't control.
Right. I don't know what's going to happen with that other team. At least when it's just the Packers, everyone's kind of concerned about your health the same way. Those practices get out of hand. I'm not going out there. Even if a fight starts and I get rolled up on, who knows?
But it's time. If they are far off, it's time for hardcore negotiations. And I would say, if you want me to practice, you're paying the premium on an insurance policy if you want me out there, which is fair. They just made $402 million.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. But we want a rent reduction. So.
I feel like I've asked this several times now, but Gabe, do you feel similarly? You said preseason game you wouldn't play.
Correct.
But are you worried at all about how it is perceived by the fan base? Are you worried at all? Again, as we talked about yesterday, Jordan has done all the right things. Everybody loves him. Everybody's wrapping their arms around him. Everybody wants him to succeed, right? Does it put a rift between you and the fan base if you say, I'm sitting out until I get the contract I want?
Maybe, but the rift between me and the fan base isn't worth $150 to $200 million. because the second that a contract is signed and a back out there, I mean, everybody's going to be back in your corner. I don't think anybody's going. Some people, yes, because there are people who don't think he deserves the contract to begin with, but some people won't understand, but who cares?
No,
man?
They won't.
We're talking about $150 million. I don't care what you think of
Jen,
me.
Jen, if you just
I gotta
won,
protect me.
If you just won the lottery for $150 million and you got the ticket right there, are you putting in that basket with the keys and stuff like that and be like, I'll go cash that in sometime?
No, it's going
that sucker
in
is
the
not
safe.
Leaving your,
it's going in
your
the safe.
Sight. It's kind of what it is. It's kind of what it
you
is.
You gotta protect it at all costs.
Yeah. Why did we just piss off some people?
You think?
Sure.
Why do you think people would be pissed off?
Because they want the Super Bowl. They want them to play. They want them to win. And probably don't see the risk.
I think there is a major disconnect sometimes between professional athletes and what they get, the compensation for what they do, and the everyman, the fan who's busting their hump to pay for tickets to go support these guys. Mm-hmm. I think there is a sentiment out there that is like, it's a lot of money. What are we haggling over? That's game-changing, life-changing money. Why would you argue? Why would you fight? Why would you negotiate? Just take the money and be happy mm-hmm. that you're in that position. But that's not how it works. That's not how the market is. That's not the industry that they are in. And we've talked before about the NFLPA doesn't want guys taking cheap mm-hmm. deals. The NFLPA wants guys mm-hmm. take the most money you can get.
The corporate reserve fund for the Packers just exceeded $500 million. That's money they just have sitting around. That's funny money.
After they've bought up how much ever land.
Jordan Love was not asking for it all in one lump sum. He's asking for it paid out throughout the however many years of the extension.
Yeah.
Kevin weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. If I'm Love, I'm not taking a live snap outside of practice. I want better than the Lawrence deal or I will walk away. Can't walk away, right?
Yeah, you're still under contract for this year.
For this year. But again, you have a lingering hamstring injury. Oh, no.
Ooh, my ankle. I think I kind of rolled it on a step. Maybe just kind of, take it easy for a couple days here.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Stick around.
Tune in to the Thanasis Show each and every week. It's presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Adetokunbo hangs out with special guests for fun and surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or one of TA's unique guests. Find Thanasis Show on Apple, Spotify, anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to Thanasis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. Thanasis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you, don't doubt his story, because he heebie-jeebies at certain times to miss field goals.
Yeah.
Gabe, I showed you how he does the heebie-jeebies,
heebie-jeebie,
right?
Heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie,
you take your fingers and you rub them back and forth on your thigh, and you go heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie. Swear the guy bats 100%. So to call him a liar, and he puts a curse on you?
Look, stupid. I'm not calling him a liar.
Yeah, you are.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, I talk about it all the time. It is the energy drink that I need to stay active and energized all day long. Look, during college football season, it's my go-to beverage. And I find it at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. And it helps me stay on top of all of the things. The assignments, the travel, the children, the radio show. If you want to stay active and energized all day long, do it with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Begin with a one or a two. Been a heck of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. Checking in on the polls this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We love it when you weigh in, give us your thoughts. Let us know what you think, who you think, how you think. What Packers training camp competition are you most interested in? This one, guys, is tight. Tighter than two coats of paint, as Brett Favre used to say, right, Chew?
Mm-hmm.
31% left tackle, 28% wide receiver, 26% cornerback. And to be clear, that is the second cornerback, because we believe that Jair will be the number one cornerback. But this is for Eric Stokes versus Carrington Valentine. Gabe, of those three, linebacker is pulling up the rear with 15%. Of those three, what are you most interested in watching?
Wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fascinated about how they're going to split up those snaps, because it last year he was kind of a kumbaya, like, oh, everybody's pulling for everybody. But I think it's going to start to get a little bit more cutthroat, because we're getting to the point where it may be payday for a couple of those guys. So I think it's going to end up being a little bit more cutthroat, and I think it's going to be fascinating to see how the competition works within the guys and then still all have to pull the rope in the same direction as a team.
Similarly, our next poll was, given the depth of the position and how we expect Jordan Love to spread the ball around, will you be drafting a Packers wide receiver on your fantasy football team? 50-50. It's 50-50, early returns, 50-50, yes, go Pack, go. 50-50, no, not enough production from one guy.
What do we think the earliest a wide receiver goes in any one of the drafts we do at Dave and Buster's on August 1st? Like, someone's going to go bonkers and draft like a Packers wide receiver in the third round, right?
Yeah, that's the classic Wisconsin and the plight of having, if you're serious about fantasy football, someone in your league who's just a Packers fan is going to take them way too early. So I would say third or fourth round, you'd probably see
it. Yeah, I'd roll the dice on Watson, because if he only plays 9 games, he ain't getting a contract. So, and I think he knows that. So he's got a ball out this year.
Peter weighing in saying, I almost never put a Packer on my team. Everyone else in my league is a Packers fan, so they tend to overvalue those players. And that is true. That is true. You got to know, like, the dynamic of the rest of your league and know kind of like who they're going to overvalue and what direction they're going to go. And some people do like having their entire fantasy team made up of their team's best players, because it makes it easier to root for them on your fantasy team and on your real team.
We call those toads.
You do. Yes. You call them toads.
No, I think we collectively on the show, it's a show term.
Chewy, you'll be happy to know that the RNC is nearly over. You can almost get back to your regularly scheduled driving.
Thank you.
That's all it is for him. He hates the barricades. Will D and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.